The creek leading up to the hatchery is shallow and clear, and the king salmon are everywhere. They were all born and raised at the hatchery, and every instinct is telling them to return.
You can see there's quite a few fish out here.
Lauren Thompson manages the hatchery for Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, or SARA. The company is contracted with the state.
See, I'm heading up there because there's a good flow coming through that weir right now. But there's also a good flow right here at the bottom of the steep pass, and they're looking at that too.
Yeah, I mean, if you had to take a guess, what, 100 fish down there? Like what we're looking at in the creek right now?
No, there's probably 300. You know, looking at here, and there's activity all the way down the creek. And you can see at the mouth, see them splashing up there? Mm-hmm. It's more than what you think.
The salmon will hang out in the creek, which is blocked off by a weir, until they find their way up a small chute of rushing water nearby, called a steep pass.
You know, it looks like a pretty rough swim, but they don't have any trouble negotiating that at all.
But at the same time, what is that, like 2 feet across or something? If that?
If that, you know, and if you look at the baffles, I would say 12, maybe 15 inches.
How is the salmon going to know, like, this 15-inch chute I need to go up?
Because of the volume and velocity of the water, they want to face into whatever flow is available. So what they're going to choose is the weir right here, because we have a flow going down through the creek naturally, and they're going to look at that. But once they get frustrated they can't get by that weir, they're going to start looking at this again, at the steep pass. And it's the same water. It's the water that they want. So once they make up their mind to do that, they come right up.
The steep pass leads to a holding pond, which is kind of like a swimming pool for salmon. The tank is the end of the road for these adult kings, since all salmon die after they spawn. The trick for the hatchery workers is to know when it's the right time to harvest the king eggs.
When they first get in here and they're not ripe, the females, in other words, the eggs are all skeined up tight. We want them to be loose and just fall out. So we have to wait until that happens. And even when that does happen, when the right amount of time has gone by, we have to check each female just by feeling it and seeing what stage they're at, if they're ready to spawn or not. If they aren't, they go back in and we'll check them again next week. If they are, then we go ahead and take those eggs from them.
So what you're telling me is you literally are taking each fish out of the water and feeling them to see if their eggs are ready.
That's right.
What does it feel like if it's right?
Well, you can feel it. It's loose. It's kind of baggy. And the skeins, you know, you've
the seen belly of the fish.
The belly of the fish, that's right. And the skeins are tight, and then so the belly would be hard, you know. And there's a little bit of a trick to it, but after you did it enough times, then like anything else, you kind of know what to look for then.
Thompson has been in the business for about 30 years, and there are so many variables that he is hesitant to call anything normal. But he says this year seems to be looking good.
It's a good situation. I think it's what should be normal. As long as they make it all the way up here and we get all our fish back, it looks like a pretty good showing.
So what do you mean by we just don't have a normal? Is that like every year is different?
Right, it is, and the slough was really good. It was hot in May and June, and then we had all that rain in July, and people didn't like it, but the fish did.
After growing to a hardier-sized fish known as smolt, most of the king salmon will be released at the Hatchery Creek, 600,000 of them. 100,000 of them will go to Petersburg City Creek, 500,000 will be transported to Anita Bay near Wrangell, and another 500,000 to Neats Bay at Ketchikan. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.